Right, well, I suppose, first of all then, your response to what's been published in the Daily Telegraph.
Can't talk about that, you know, you've all been briefed, you know, it's just a football press conference. You know, the club will make, and myself can make statements later, because there's still things ongoing.
Mm. When were you aware that this investigation was apparent, Paul?
As I said, if you just focus on the football then, you know, we can speak about Leeds and things going forward there. If not, then we can just finish it, because I'm under instruction, just like everyone else at the club, that, you know, we have to do things properly, we have to speak about it at the right time and in the right way, because it's not nice for anyone. Mm.
So, just as a point of reference then, at what stage are your internal investigations?
Well, everyone's seen Tommy's been, you know, suspended due to the allegations and the ongoing investigations, and that's as far as we've got. Obviously, things are always rolling. My focus this morning, though, is the players and the team, and that's it. And obviously, that's why I've come here to speak today. Mm.
It's a depressing side of football, isn't it? All of this that's emerging right now.
Yeah, again, you know, there'll be time for me to speak about it later on. This moment in time, everything I'm doing is focused on the players, the team, just as it always is. I'll be asking the players. I can't let my focus slip from, you know, our job, but that's our job.
And Leeds United then, this weekend, as an event, how big is it?
Yeah, huge. Maybe made even bigger now, because it'll be, let's say, people's turned up today, you know, looking for news and things like that, and I'm sure Saturday will be the same. But we'll just be focused on our job, our game. I think I spoke earlier on that this week was, you know, one that jumped out at me from the fixture list anyway. Mm. You know, Brighton away, Villa at home on a Tuesday night, Leeds away. So, it's culminating what's been another fantastic week of football, and one that we're all looking forward to. Hopefully there'll be a great atmosphere there. We'll take a lot of support, and hopefully they'll get behind the team.
It has been a fantastic week on the field for Barnsley Football Club. Do you fear that, because of what's happening elsewhere in lots of other different parts of the game right now, that fans might get trust issues about football and what goes on in football, not on the field and between the players, etc., but of that side of the industry?
I mean, over time there's always been speculation, hasn't there? But like I said, our job's the pitch, and, you know, there'll be maybe other people having similar press conferences like this around the country, I don't know. But, you know, we have to stay strong and focused, and, you know, we've shown that we're good at that. Whether it's been the pressure of the game, pressure situations, things rumbling on in the background, there's always things going off that you guys never even know about. Some things are really hard to deal with, but you deal with them and you get on with it. And that's what we'll do again.
Just finally, before we do talk about the game specifically in its entirety, do you expect a swift resolution to all of this? Because it doesn't benefit anybody for it to rattle on.
No, you'd hope for one, but I'd expect one. I don't know. Like I say, it's out of my hands in terms of that. It's, you know, people dealing with it. Like I said, it is a big issue. It's gone through. You know, people are following the correct procedures, and it ends when it ends. And see how he is, and see what we do with him over the next couple of days.
Paul, what are you looking to take from the Villa game into the game on Saturday?
The same energy, same tempo, same aggression to us play. Like I said, we take risks, and ironic, we asked that, and Villa's best moments were when we took too many risks, but we weren't going to stop asking them to stop pressing and pinching the ball and running an energy. But, you know, a couple of times we did leave ourselves open in behind our midfield when we pressed, and all went too early too soon. But, you know, it'd be wrong of me to be demanding that style of play from them and then picking fault with it. So we accepted that on the night, but that'd be something we want to be a little bit more careful of on Saturday.
What are you expecting from Leeds? What sort of game?
As I said, it'd be tough. They're in a good bit of form at the minute. Threats up top, threats out wide. Good players central as well. Some more defensive than others, so they've all got their role in the team. But one thing they have done is really, really tightened up and become a, you know, or it appears to me, watching the last few games, that they've become a more difficult team to play against.
If Tommy's not on the sideline with you on Saturday, have you spoken to any of your coaches about stepping up?
Just been asked. Obviously, that'll be our job today to go through that. Plenty of good people here, but then there's other considerations moving forward, which again, until I know the outcome, we know the outcome of everything that's happening. You know, up in the dark, so it'd be a case of everything, just trying to get as many plans together as possible until you know which way you can go forward.